And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day, that which sticks out in Scripture and goes, hey, look at me, the title, not kinda, not partly. Is that right? Oh, I might have these backwards. That's okay. Also, United We Fly. Aren't we doing that in the second hour? I think we flipped the hours. My bad. Professor Marty Schneider going to be joining us live. And today's Facebook post, in spite of all this.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You know, I like that surviving. It's a good idea to survive. Without surviving, it gets tough to live. And then without the living, how do you get to prevailing if you're not living? And how do you get to living if you're not surviving? It's just something to think about. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
From time to time, I think every parent worries that they're being too strict.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Tuesday, April 25th.
One thing that all parents should know is you don't tell your children, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Because the only thing they're going to get from that is, wow, I wonder if I can get away with this.
Have you established boundaries in your home? Will your children just rebel and disobey? That's a question that's crossed my mind when I've had to remind our children of our family standards. I remember the time I wouldn't buy my daughter a prom dress she liked because I thought it was immodest. I was flooded with self-doubt. I wondered, am I being old-fashioned? She's going to hate me. She'll probably elope after prom night just to get away from her dad. Well, my daughter didn't run away, and years later, I asked her about the whole traumatic experience. She didn't even remember it. One final thought. As parents, we shouldn't constantly be harping on our children for every little thing. But still, they do need boundaries. If we're developing a loving relationship with them, we don't have to live in constant fear that our children are going to rebel just because of our standards. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's very real family life.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There's so much tension, so much pain. I hate these feelings, can't stand the strain. And I'm sick of the trap and the lies at the end.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know right off the bat. If you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is my email. As we have said 1,100 times before, if you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Okay, good. And additionally, if you are struggling and trying to figure out why the Lord let you go through the experience you went through, and I'm not talking about the level of how big it is or isn't, because everybody's experience that they go through, some of those stumbling blocks, some of those mountaintop drops, some of those deep dynamite blow-ups in your life, you sit there and you look at it and you go, why did God let that happen? And that's a sincere and honest question. In fact, if you look through Scripture between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, you see many of the servants of God going, what? And that's a genuine question for us to ask. So that's what hisappointment.com is, the book that I wrote, so that you can have an opportunity to examine why it is that the Lord let that thing. I'm not talking about the smaller trials. You already know about the smaller trials. Some of those are teaching you patience and some a little bit more reflection of Jesus. I'm talking about the big one that you look at and you go, wow, I could have gone through my entire life and missed that, and I'd be happy about that. But yet the Lord allowed you to go through it, and there's always a purpose and a plan. Just remember, God's not up there juggling, going, oops, okay? That's a big thing to remember. This segment brought to you by our good friend, Sam Rasul. How good is Sam Rasul at real estate? Let's see. Out of 25,000 real estate people, he is number 8 in Southern California. That's pretty good, right? Top 10. I mean, that's a really high percentage. But that's not the thing. The thing about Sam that's really cool, when you get into talking to him and working with him, he was born and raised as a Muslim. And then he went, and his story is unbelievable. He went to meet with Dr. David Jeremiah to convince Dr. David Jeremiah that Jesus was not the Christ. That was his goal. After his meeting with Dr. David Jeremiah, he then became a born-again Bible-believing Christian. So I guess that plan didn't work out quite the way Sam thought that was gonna. But nonetheless, he is one of the top real estate agents in Southern California. If you ever want Sam to speak at your Bible study, at your group, he loves to share his testimony. Here's the thing, though. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church or ministry you want. That's a pretty strong commitment. If you're selling your house, he will forward you up to $25,000 to fix up your house. And then at the close of escrow, when your house sells, he takes the money back, doesn't charge any interest. That's the confidence level that he has, and that's the style of service that he brings. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Like that URL? Like that website title? ThinkSam. You're thinking real estate? Yeah, Think Sam. You can call him at 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Excuse me, we had Popeye for lunch. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And Tugboat Todd and I say, if it's not for you and if for somebody else, we say,
send them to Sam.
That's right. There you go. Live and in color every day. You like that? Live and in color? Should we have something like that? Says that? Live and in color. Okay. All right, we'll get to the other stuff in a little bit. I want to flip the order on what we were going to talk about and teach about. We're going to talk about prayer initially in this segment. This is actually called Doing Prayer. Do we have a sound for the Doing Prayer or no sound? So we have no sound for this one. Let us go through the basics. This is Psalm 86, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 86, verses 1 through 7 says this, incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I'm godly. Save your servant who trusts in you, because you are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. Here is a basic core of prayer. Ready? It's called Doing Prayer, right? You have a need. You are feeling poor and needy. You need grace. You need some help. You need some uplifting. So your prayer then goes before the Lord, and here's what happens for a lot of believers. What they do is as soon as they lift up their prayer to the Lord, they start to think, now, what shall I do to perform for God in order for him to answer my prayer? Because you can't just pray. You got to do something for this stuff. And in God's economy, you do have to do something. It's called believe. You see, what we want to do is we want to earn it, because most of us have been conditioned pretty well in regards to a reward, response reward kind of mentality. So you get before the Lord and you think, I can do good enough. I can earn this. I can bring it before the Lord. But what's missing there is, instead of this mindset that you are going in a reward response system, God grants you answers to prayer based on his compassion, grace, and love. If he based it on your righteousness, the answer to every prayer you would ever pray would be, forget about it. It would never happen. Because you're not righteous enough, you're not good enough to be at that level with the Lord. So what we do is we come before the Lord, and unfortunately some of us impute to the Lord an image of God being a taskmaster, requiring a certain amount of performance on our end in order to get him to move in our direction. This is not a bargaining chip with God. This is not an experience where you can throw in enough in your balance on your account so you can have pluses, so that when it comes time to get a prayer answered, you're going to do some minus and deduction and you'll have enough to cover it. That is not prayer. Prayer is asking God to help. Prayer is not deserving the help. Prayer is asking for the help. Prayer is pleading for the grace. Prayer is acknowledging you're poor, you're needy, and you could really use somebody standing behind you. This is where trust comes into play. Here's the key. For many of you, it's performance orientation. We do this at work. Everybody does this at work, by the way. You work, you get a paycheck. You work a little harder. If you're in sales, you make a couple of good sales, get some extra commission. It's all part of that process of that performance orientation mentality. Well, that's cool, but that's not God. You're not going to take God and put him in a human box and say, you'll fit in my theological box. This is how you need to respond. God is merciful. He's gracious. He's forgiving. He's not some guy up in heaven going, well, kids will be kids, you know. That's not God. And he's not up there with a whip going, bad, bad, bad. And he's also not up there going, hey, it's like a Petri dish. I got nothing to do but mess around with people's lives. Let's have fun. The Lord is up there, and he's engaged in fellowship with not just the beings or the entities that are up there, but he's engaged in fellowship with you and me. And he sees what you're going through. He knows what's taking place. The reason that God created mankind was not so he can put a trophy on his shelf, but so that he could fellowship with mankind. It was sin that broke that fellowship. But that's what Jesus came to restore, was that broken relationship that was lost in the garden. That's why Jesus in the scripture is called the second Adam. Here's the bottom line. Through Jesus Christ, that communion time, that connection time, that hanging out with God time is available. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22 says that we have access into the most holy of holies through the blood of Jesus Christ. You know when those hours are? It's 24 hours a day. It's 12 months a year. It's 365 days a year. It's forever, because the blood of Jesus Christ was shed once and for all. The opening is there. That's not the problem. The problem is we don't access it because we think we have to perform for it. Here's what you have to do to engage with God and please him, especially according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You have to believe. You have to come into his presence and believe. And then you see answers to prayer and lives changed. And the fellowship with God in you takes a huge step up. And that's what eternity is going to be about, is no more separation in that process. But until then, you might as well hang out with the big G, yeah? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with more. Don't go anywhere.
We got the break to make it. Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-461-8930. 37. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-461-8937 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-461-8937 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-461-8937.
Okay, Mike, your turn.
All right, I just need a pair of sixes to win. Just two sixes. That's all I need.
Oh.
Snake eyes, really, again? How is that even possible?
Maybe next time, Mike.
Ever feel like that guy? Like the odds are so stacked against you that you can never get exactly what you want? Well, here's some good news for you. God is in control. It says in the Bible,
we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall.
That verse isn't talking about board games. It's a metaphor for the fact that God has a perfect plan for our lives. Yes, we have the freedom to make our own choices, but ultimately, God determines how things turn out. And if you're in a relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ, you can be sure that God is always working the results for your good, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. If you want to learn more about how God is in control of your life, check out our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I'm supposed to tell you, because if I don't, then Professor Y will come walking by the studio, look at me funny, and make that smirky face. I don't really like that. So let me remind you, the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament, I think there's roughly about 80 to 85 people already registered. You only have a little bit of time left to register. So if you're one of those people out there, one of the foursomes that I've seen for the last 5 years, or four and a half year, well, five tournaments. Thank you for that golf shot, by the way. Can you do that again? Can you hit it again? Oh, what a shot. Fantastic. You know how many times I've done that in 900 holes? Not that many. Don't forget, you have that opportunity. It's fellowship lunch, a special gift, awards, dessert, and laughs, because they've hired somebody to go around and tickle all the pastors while they're putting. Well, it says you're going to have laughs, so I don't know how that works. I know that's the golf clap, but I still feel like that sounds like a ball on a roulette wheel. I don't care what you say. I mean, it does. Listen. And just waiting for it to land. Come on, I'm right. All right. Other thing, don't forget Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, my friend. He is on 11 a.m. Monday through Fridays right here on KPRZ. If you don't agree with his politics, I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't mean that you can't listen to him and be encouraged by the things he teaches in Scripture. That's where we have that big element. You don't have to agree with everything, but if you hear somebody and it blesses you, well, it's okay. You don't have to agree with every single thing they've ever said, because guess who you don't agree with? Yourself 10 years ago. Just think of how much smarter you are now than you were then. Or maybe for me, it'll be 10 years from now. Maybe that's how I should have done that. Okay, well, I'm learning. We are going to talk about petition towards peace. Is that okay? You having fun yet? Talk about? Yeah? Do we have a sound? Oh, so I didn't get the no sound sound. I got the we have a sound sound. What's the sound sound for petition towards peace?
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it
now?
Peace. I'll give you peace. Listen here, you mangy kids. I'm trying to get some sleep. Why don't you try being quiet instead?
Sorry.
Really? That you can't. You got to just play it once more for the fun. You've got to be kidding. Go ahead. Do it again.
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it
now?
What do we want?
Peace.
When do we want it
now?
Peace. I'll give you peace. Listen here, you mangy kids. I'm trying to get some sleep. Why don't you try being quiet instead?
Sorry.
It's okay. That should win an award. I'm just saying, we did the NOAA commercial. It won the best commercial in San Diego. I don't know why that doesn't win something. All right. Petition towards peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Yes, we've lost our minds. Remember? The whole idea is two things. One, you're supposed to be like a child. If you can't enter in, you'll be like a child. You'll no wise enter in. Well, I got that nailed down. So that's easy. And then the other part, oh, I'm not supposed to say that out loud. And then the other part is, a merry heart doth make like medicine. So sometimes you got to laugh because there's just so much goofy stuff going on out there. All right, this is called Petition Towards Peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we talked in the very first segment about doing prayer. And in regards to doing prayer, we got some basics, and we kind of understand there's got to be maybe a better imagery connected to how we look at it when we're praying to God, and stop trying to be, all like, we deserve it, we earn it kind of mentality. Here you have this discussion about prayer from the Apostle Paul in Philippians, and he's talking about this concept of worry, and other translations will use the word anxiety. And people understand what you mean when you say worry or anxiety. It mostly has to do with everything from 20 seconds from now and forward. You know, you could have gone through a lot of things in the past. Let's just be a recognition type of people. But you're not worried about what was. You may be worried about ramifications of what will be from your past. But the past is, in fact, the past. You are yet to face what maybe those consequences are. That's where the worry comes in, that which is forthcoming. And so it's a much more around the corner kind of thought process or thinking process. And scripture tells us that there is a couple of ways to avoid the worry trap. We are encouraged biblically not to worry. In fact, Jesus made that same declaration. Peter made that same declaration. The Apostle Paul made that same declaration. King David made that same declaration. And the reason these declarations are made is because we have a tendency to take what we're going through and absorb it upon ourselves and upon our shoulders. And we sit there and think, how am I going to get through this? This is the situation. I've got X amount of money I've got to make. I've got X amount of relationship time I've got to do this. I want to kind of create this. I don't know if I have enough time to do it. I don't know if I have enough insight to get to the place that I'm. And whatever that is, and it can be one of a thousand things. It's your thing. It's real and it's genuine. But scripture tells you that through prayer and petition, which means that you're praying, prayer is that general, while petition is specific. So it's more like in the general prayer and in the specific prayer, in the shotgun prayer and in the sniper prayer, with thanksgiving, bring it to the Lord. Which means that you come to the Lord and you go, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I know you've been kind to me. I need help. And again, this is a dependence on the Lord. And somewhere in, I think, much more of the English and the American mindset, there became an association with dependency as being a weakness. Well, if that's the case, then I thank God I'm the weakest man around because my wife is the greatest woman on the planet. And without her support and strength as a human being, I would be in lots of trouble. And I appreciate my weakness and my dependence on her as it has helped us merge into a great relationship. Well, that reality, human to human, is magnified in God a thousandfold. I need that dependence on God. I need it to be less me and more of him. I've seen what I can do. It's a mess. What I need to see is what God does. And I can take that worry, I can take that frustration, any word you want to use there, I can take that anxiety and I can lay that before the Lord and go, I can't, I just can't. And that's why verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought." You know, that peace of God that I'm talking about right there, that peace of God, that which people don't have is why people medicate, because they don't have the peace. Do you know what peace means? Peace means there's a rest. That's what Noah means, by the way. And in your mind, there can be so much turmoil, there's no rest. And so what we'll do is we'll medicate to bring the waves and the wind down. It's easy. I mean, it doesn't take much. Well, what the Lord is trying to teach us is that we can use our relationship with him, our connection to him, our communion with him, as a way to bring peace into our minds and rest. Now, I'm not talking some fancy, you know, psychobabble, whatever. I'm talking about hanging out with God and recognizing that if the King of the universe is going to take time to hang out with you or hang out with me, then everything else in my life just seems a little less powerful. That's what I'm talking about. And that's why Paul says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice, because that's where you can do it. Because you know he cares enough to hang. And he hangs out with you and made that available through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And you can say a lot of things to me, but that, my friends, is pretty cool. That's what that is. All right, we can take a short break and then come back for more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. So much younger than today.
And heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
China continues to persecute Christian pastors for their public displays of faith. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A Taiwanese pastor was detained in China for the crime of singing Jesus Loves You. Christians in China have continued to face increased persecution for various displays of Christian faith. According to the Christian Post, this latest incident occurred in Zhengzhou, Henan. Officials in the province have reportedly included singing Jesus Loves You in their list of illegal religious activities. Pastor Zhu Rongzhang was reportedly detained after he led a group of Christians in singing the popular Christian song. Although Zhu was released later the same day, he was detained. His identification documents and travel permit were not returned to him until 2 days later. Zhu was never given an explanation as to why singing Jesus Loves You was deemed illegal. Zhu's situation has become increasingly common for Christians in China. Many have been arrested or worse. Back in February, five Christians were sentenced to 3 to 7 years in prison on the charge that they purchased and sold forbidden Christian devotional books.
Several ministries that monitor persecution worldwide have warned that Christians in China are facing increased threats from the government. China's president, Xi Jinping, has reportedly been cracking down on Christians for the past few years. Many prominent human rights lawyers and pastors have been imprisoned, and some have even been killed. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by my good friend Steve Wheeler and his ministry, or actually their ministry, Whitefields Ministries. Now, it's not just Steve Wheeler and Coral, Stephen Coral. It's this entire group. They've been around for about 65 years or so, taking the gospel all over the world. Get this. In places that you're not supposed to take the gospel because it's dangerous. And they go anyway. It's not just them part of their ministry. Steve goes into these red zones. And they go there to take the gospel to the four corners of the earth to encourage rural pastors financially, emotionally, educationally, so that these people who are planting churches way far away in very dangerous places are not alone. Now, we know they're not alone because the Lord is with them, but you want to know how sometimes the Lord encourages people is he sends people like Steve to lift them up and encourage them. It's just cool ministry. I mean, that's great stuff. They also, as a ministry, help with water filters throughout these different villages that have no clean drinking water supply. There's no plastic bottles. None of that. And additionally, they do a lot of networking between the different ministries and missionaries, which is also just a great thing to do. They're never like, oh, it's about us. Like, it's about everybody doing this because it's about the Lord. Remember in heaven, especially when you get into 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, there's no flesh that will glory before his presence. No person will stand up and beat their chest ever before God. We do a lot of it here. And that's why they made that movie. What was that movie?
King Kong?
Yeah, that one. Okay. But in regards to Whitefields Ministry, you go to whitefields.org to get some of the ministry flavor. Like the seasoning of the ministry is there on the website. Because you get to see some testimonies and videos. You know, read some of the different things that are taking place, what some of the actions are. And then some of the pastors in these different places write letters on some of the miraculous. Did he say miraculous? Yes, he did. Miraculous things that take place. They write them in a letter and put them on the web to Steve, and they put them on the website. And that's what people are supporting, the advancement of the gospel that way. Whitefields.org. You can always give them a buzz. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Boy, I'm feeling good today. You know, I got to say, feeling good. I don't know. Feeling good, RJ. You remember that from Trading Places? Oh, at the end of Trading Places, you got to find that very clip. We'll try and find that later. All right, let's get into our next session. Do we have a song for this one? We do not have a song. No song. The song has flown away. There it goes. Here, this is titled, Yes, You Can Join. Yes, You Can Join. Have you ever listened to us do an appeal? If you've listened to the show, it's going to be, I keep saying this, and people, I know it drives people nutty, but that's okay. It's just a short putt for most. That was a joke. See, instead of driving, it's a short putt. Okay. It'll come around. So anyway, what we've done is for 4.5 years, we've done probably about 32, 30 29, 30, 31, and 32 appeals. And most of them have been cool. They're just cool to hear the cause. Tough. Sometimes it's tough to hear the information, isn't it? I think it is. Do you imagine doing what I'm doing 2 hours a day, two straight days? So we do it for 4 hours. Now, I'm not those guys that are, you know, getting paid and going around the country, because I could never do that. I could not do a cause like that and just stick with that one cause. So I've been, you know, blessed enough to be able to participate in a multitude of them, but I could never do it like full time all the time. It's real tough stuff. And I know there's a whole bunch of people that listen to us when we do these causes, and they go, you know, it's a little frustrating, because I'd love, if I had a bazillion dollars, right, I'd give. And I don't say it any different in my own life. We've had all these causes. I can't afford to give to every one of them because I don't have the funds. I've given to a few of them, and we try to do our best, my wife and I. But there are many times where I hear a cause and I want to do more, but I can't. Because from a dollar point of view, I'm just not capable. I don't have that means. I mean, sometimes if I can even spare the 20, I'll spare the 20. But sometimes it's just things are tight and they're tough. So one of the elements in prayer, we talked about doing prayer. We talked about prayer being a petition towards peace, where we can beat the power of anxiety and frustration and worry in our lives. Here's another thing about prayer that's superbly cool, and that is through prayer, you can join into these appeals and or any other cause. It's not just what we're doing. And never think I would think that ever. I would never, ever, ever think that. There are a multitude of causes. There are a multitude of purposes that are fantastic in the kingdom. There are church-based needs and there are other needs. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about a petition that's been circulating that has to do with education in the San Diego school district. We're going to have a little discussion about that because, you know, everybody needs to know there's all these different elements, and some require money and some just require petitions and some require prayer. And when you can't do anything for it, you can join it by praying for it. So what I'm trying to do is tell you, I mean, the way that I do it, maybe it's a way you can do it. I use these two passages to get me to that place. Romans 15:30 says, "Now I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me." That is a method by which we can join into a cause or a struggle. Maybe it's a station struggle. Maybe it's you know, something that you hear through some of the people that get time on our airway. Maybe it's something you come across in your church. Maybe it's something you come across in your community. Maybe your neighbor brings something in your direction. Maybe it's a person that's trying to raise funds because they have some medical issues. There's a lot of these things that go on a regular basis. And because you can't participate dollar-wise does not mean you can't participate. And I want to just make that distinction. The Lord knows what you can and cannot do. Okay, there's nobody fooling anybody. But you and I have a capacity to touch into these issues by connecting through prayer. And that matters. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11, it says, you are helping us by praying for us. Now, here's what Paul said. He said, on one hand, join me in my struggle by praying. Here's another one where he says, and you are helping us by praying for us. One of the ways that Paul said the people were helping him was by praying for him. And so if you can't join to a cause, but you have a tug towards it, then connect to it by prayer. It's not requiring you to spend an hour and a half of your day in prayer, which you don't do anyway. I mean, let's be honest. When I pray for people that listen to the show, which I pray for every day, I pray the same thing. It's not complex. I sincerely mean it from the depth of my heart. I just pray that the Lord would bless people that listen to the show in whatever area they need to be touched. I don't say anything more. I don't go into a long, drawn out. My brother and I did a halfway Christian comedy album. One time we never published it, which one day maybe we will, because it was just so much fun. And we put together all this stuff, and one of them was a skit about prayer where our whole church group gathers around and they're praying over the food, right? People pray over the food when you have a potluck. So we did that, you know, somebody pray over the food, and the guy starts praying. He goes, "Lord, bless this food." And everybody's going, you know, amen. And then he goes, "And bless the farmers that put the seed in the ground for the food. Everybody goes, amen. Remember, it's a Christian comedy. And then, okay, Lord, and bless the soil and the worms in the soil and the rocks that are next to the worms and also the moisture that's in the air and the air and the dewdrops. And Lord, bless the wind current as it bounces off the rock and then sweeps across the grass and then lands into the soil, which helps the worm, which helps the seed, which helps the... So we do this for like 5 minutes, right? Because the point is people think of prayer in that term, like this forever ago. Really? Just look at Elijah's prayer with the prophets of Baal. Lord, I thank you for listening to me, and I'd like you to do something about it now. That's pretty much was the extent of his prayer. Maybe another sentence. And boom, the fire came down from heaven and everything was done. This is not a matter of time. In fact, Jesus actually somewhat taught against that repetition time mentality or repeating the same words or going through the same functions. You can just offer in prayer in a moment. Paul even says in the scripture, I mention you in prayer. I'm pretty sure a mention is short. Don't forget about this person. I think that's it. That's it. There you go. So join the cause, join a purpose, join a struggle. Do it by prayer if you can't do it financially, if it's tugging at your heart. You don't have to make a big opera, and you don't have to make a big altar to it. Just tell the Lord, mention it, and you'll find out that that is effective in the kingdom of God, as Scripture makes it clear. All right, when we come back, I'm going to teach one little new nugget. I hope it's not new, but a different kind of nugget on prayer, and then we're going to close it out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. So I come to you, my friend. I'm asking you again.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Ephesians 3:20 tells us, in prayer we call on God who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. Bob Foster, my mentor and friend for more than 50 years, never gave up on me. His unchanging friendship and encouragement, even during my darkest times, helped carry me through. We often find ourselves determined to reach out and help someone we know is in great need. But when we fail to see improvement right away, our resolve can weaken, and we may eventually give up. We discover that what we hoped would be an immediate change has become an ongoing process. David continues, the Apostle Paul urges us to be patient in helping one another through the stumbles and struggles of life. When he writes in Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, he is comparing our task to the work, time, and waiting it takes for a farmer to see a harvest. How long should we keep praying and reaching out to those we love? Verse 9 tells us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. How many times should we reach out? Verse 10 says, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The Lord encourages us today to trust Him, to remain faithful to others, to keep on praying, and to not give up. Share Our Daily Bread with your friends and family on Facebook and Twitter. You never know who needs a touch today. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
If you're asked, what's the responsibility of a church in its local community, how do you answer? This is Jim Garlow, and here's my answer to that question. The meaning of the English word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia. It means literally the called out ones. But that doesn't mean we're supposed to stay out. We're called to go back into the world with different values. I think we all need two conversions, one from the world to Christ, and one to take Christ back into the world. Our local churches are to be like pre-kingdom experiences planted in the real world, the people of God acting like Jesus here on earth. That's why the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy will be done," where? On earth, as it is where? In heaven. God in us, lived out as a visual presentation of the present kingdom of God. That's exciting. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You are the Prince of Peace. You are the King. All the praises to Him we sing. Jesus, You are everything.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yeah, half-price tuitions, don't forget, at kprz.com. We've had a couple of people stepping up to the plate and purchasing educational processes for their kids at half off. Again, we do not have the prices raised. If you have a school and they have, like, Escondido Christian School, if you're like, yeah, I want to go there, and it's, let's say it's normally $5,000, just using that as an example, through our website, it's half of that for the parent, period. We tell people exactly what's going on. It's just so much easier. So the school gets the full amount in their trade with us and their advertising with us. So they get $5,000 worth of advertisement. It costs the school nothing. They get to fill the seats. The parents get the position for the kid at half price. And yep, we look pretty good. I mean, come on. There's nothing to that. That's just a solid, great way. If you're going to do a Christian, private Christian education, use the tuition pathway. That's the best way to do it. Okay, let's go into the big close on this. We've been talking about prayer. And for those that do not know, and I think probably by now my wife is perhaps listening, I locked myself out of the studio. Yeah. I know. Maybe if I get a key and put it around my neck. Maybe that's what I should do. It's like get a studio key and put it around
my neck. Watch key, kid.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Especially the kid part. I think that. You know who Libby the kid is?
No.
Libby the kid is Billy the kid spelled sideways. Sorta. Okay.
But if we get you a keychain shaped like the key, you need to get in there and put on your keys.
That's complex. You've already lost me. You said key twice, and I already got lost after the first one. You said something about what? Do we have a song for this? This is called Eyes Open, Hearts Ready. As we close down our prayer time, let's have our little sound.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Clear eyes, full hearts. Clear eyes, full hearts. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose. Let's go.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. I like that. I mean, I thought it was a good show. A lot of people didn't, but that's all right. Here's the last thing. So we were talking about prayer, doing prayer. We were talking about petitioning towards peace, breaking levels of anxiety that we don't need to be encountering and engaging with and holding on to, which we can be free from through our time of prayer. Additionally, we spent this last segment talking about us joining a cause or a struggle through prayer. You can't always financially participate, but you can be a person who's into intercession or praying with or in agreement with and can join any cause the Lord brings into your personal universe. You can connect to it through prayer for sure. And I want to close this out by talking about eyes open and hearts ready. And why that's important is because of our response to circumstances and how we should be more prepared to pray in the beginning, in the middle of a circumstance versus at the end when everything looks like a disaster. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Keep watching and praying. I find this always to be interesting to note that Jesus says, keep watching before he says, keep praying. And in the other translations, it will say, keep awake and keep praying. The whole point is for you and I to be alert. Now, here's something you don't think about every day, that as prayers, people that pray, and John 16, 24 says, Jesus said, ask anything in my name and it will be given to you that your joy may be full. We pray in the name of Jesus. And the reason is because we are prayers. We believe that God answers prayer, or you're not a Bible-believing, born-again Christian because he never answered your prayer when you asked to get saved. So you know he answers prayer because you're saved. But in him answering prayers, that identifies you as a prayer. And being a prayer, we should be more alert. We should keep watch and we should keep praying. But to keep watch, to keep awake, means to stay alert, which means when you and I are processing through situations in life, we should be alert that we need to respond and pray. If you want another passage that will help you a little further along, I think this one will pretty much do it. Devote yourself to prayer, Colossians 4:2, keeping alert in it. Did you get that? I mean, like, you can't miss this. Devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it. You got to be alert in prayer. You got to have your pray ready go. I need to pray. It should be almost like, you know how Superman would see something and then he would go into a phone booth and change, and he so it'd be Clark Kent. He goes into the phone booth and he comes out Superman. You got to be ready to go into the phone booth and come out prayer. You know, I'm Dave. Boom, I'm the prayer. You just got to be able to do that fast. Because when situations present themselves, we have to be alert to pray. I think the slothful prayer is not the best definition for us in Christianity or in the mind and heart of God. Oh, the whole thing's a mess now. I better start praying. Well, if it's a mess now in its final totality, why weren't you praying before?
Oh, I just wanted to see if it would fix itself.
That's not an answer. The answer is to pray, not at the end of everything, but in early parts of everything. Be alert. Keep alert in prayer. Keep watching and then praying. So you see it's going on. It's like, man, this needs prayer now. Be those Johnny on the spot and Jackie on the spot people that will go, pray, pray, pray. And keep praying until you feel like you're done praying. We need to have our eyes open, our hearts ready, our prayers at the alert. Not just in devotions, but in circumstances as they manifest. Not at the end. Eyes open, hearts ready. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll get a chance to hear Marty. Then we'll come back with more. Don't go anywhere.
And heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.